Hi, we're here with Amini Silatolu of the Carolina Panthers. Jordan Gross conducting this interview. Amini, first of all, how's the body feeling in this December of your rookie year?
Sore.
Okay, is I'll see you over there.
Sore. Okay. I'm holding up.
Do you feel like you've hit that rookie wall that we all hear about?
No. Not me.
No.
What do you think the secret to being able to avoid that dreaded rookie wall has been?
Because I like spend time in Tonga.
Just trying to stay healthy. Shut up.
And so here, like,
hey, this is a serious interview. Let's start over on that one.
I know it's not serious.
This is for the website. I'm not kidding. What do you think the secret's been to not being able to hit that rookie wall?
The secret? Just trying to stay healthy.
Just try. That's the worst answer ever.
What?
Just trying to stay healthy.
Trying to stay healthy.
Okay. 1 year ago today, December 12th, 2000.
Don't be like Piggy and fall on the floor every play. So that's what I'm trying not to do, you know?
trying to stay up
and stay healthy here.
All right, good answer. 1 year ago today, December 13th, 2011, where were you? What were you doing? And what did you think the next year held for you?
I was just thinking about off-season training and finishing up finals. That was finals week last year, so that's about it.
What would you say was a bit more memorable experience, getting drafted in the NFL or playing next to Jordan Gross?
Getting drafted to the NFL, for sure. Both.
Who do you like playing next to better at center, Ryan Khalil or Jeff Hangartner, and why?
They're both good centers, so I'd say both of them.
But if you had to pick one, who would you pick and why?
I picked Byers because he's starting this week. So I'm going with Byers this week. So
you're picking Jeff Byers because he's the one who will be starting this week. Yes. Okay, good. Please say your full name.
Aminiasi Fonua Silatolu.
Okay, and spell that?
AminiasiFonuaSilatolu.
Is there any apostrophes or hyphens in there?
On the A, that's it.
There's about 17 A's in there. Which A?
Aminiasi.
Which A of Aminiasi?
The first A.
On the first letter of your first name?
Yeah.
Okay, what does it mean?
I'm just named after my uncle. There's no meaning on it.
There's no meaning on that. Okay, and your native descent is which country?
Tonga.
Why'd you say it twice?
Because I'm used to saying it.
The American way?
No, the Tongan way.
So which one's the Tongan way?
Tonga.
And which one's the American way?
Tonga.
And does time move faster or slower when you're in Tonga? Because we've been told that a week is a year when you're in the island of Tonga. Is that true?
A little slower. That's it.
Do you have any family there still?
Yes, most of my family is still there.
Like who?
My auntie's kid and their kids, my uncle and their kids.
What's life like for them on a day-to-day basis?
I don't know. They're just working, taking care of the kids.
Living the island lifestyle?
Living the island lifestyle, yeah.
Do they get to watch many of your games?
No, but they have the internet, so they can keep up with it online.
Now, you're from California, so how many people you got coming to the San Diego game?
About 28.
A lot of family and friends?
Family and friends, yeah. Just family.
None of your old JUCO teammates or high school buddies?
No.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us. Thanks, Amini, for this wonderful interview. I appreciate it, and all you've done to help me be a better player in my 10th year.
That's it.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Good job, buddy. That was
this
your
real or
yeah.
Are you putting this on black?
No, that was your best interview you've ever done.